Letters from God and His Christ, Volume 1. God Eternal. January 20, 2005. From the Lord, our God and Savior, the word of the Lord spoken to Timothy, for all those who have ears to hear. Behold, the judgments of God shall fall from heaven. The sun, the moon and the stars shall not give their light. The foundations of the earth shall be shaken, and every high place shall be broken down. For the Lord comes as a thief to steal away his elect, and the judgments of God as a multitude of thunder, to the shaking of the heavens and the earth. Yet the multitudes say, what is the said interpretation of the Lord's judgment? These things are much too terrifying to be true. Thus says the Lord, behold all creation. Is it not beyond the comprehension of men? Can any man number the galaxies in the heavens or count the stars thereof? And what of the love of the Father, fulfilled through the Son of Man? Is it not also beyond comprehension? Come together and reason, O sons of men. Look upon the works of my hands, and see with new eyes and restored vision, that you may behold the truth. For all the works of man are here for but a moment, then quickly pass away. And that which remains, shall it not become fuel for the fire in the day of the Lord's anger? And the knowledge of man, is it not foolishness in my eyes, coming to nothing before the light of my glory? Therefore, fear the Lord your God, and accept the truth of who I am. For the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. For I am God alone. Sons of men, hear the word of my mouth and listen closely to my speech. If the mighty works of God are broken down into mere parables, and the word of my power is counted only as figures of speech, or metaphors in need of interpretation, then you are lost, forever consumed by talk and confusion. You have surely rejected me. You cast off my word as antiquated, as a collection of fables from the forgotten past. And among the churches of men, my word is perverted, it is twisted and abused, by those who set themselves up as an authority. Yet I say to you, let that which is a parable remain a parable, and let that which is a figure of speech be understood by those who have received the love of the truth, and let that which is an account strike fear into the hearts of all men. For I do not change. Behold, my word is truth. And that which requires understanding shall be given to those of a contrite heart and a humble spirit. For those who love me obey my commandments, and those who remember my Sabbaths honor me and shall know wisdom. Therefore, consider these things carefully. For I have indeed prepared a place for those who seek me, for those who long to know me as I truly am, a place for all those accepted in the Beloved, in whom my spirit dwells, the kingdom without end. Therefore hear the word of the Lord, O peoples of the earth, for the day of the Lord is at hand. Behold, I shall stir up the multitudes, and show wonders in the heavens above and in the earth beneath. There shall be blood and fire and pillars of smoke, and the foundations of the world shall be shaken. For I shall reveal my glory, behold every eye shall see, then all the inhabitants of the earth will know, I am the Lord. For as it was in the days of my servant Moses, when I stretched out my hand against Egypt, with many mighty signs and wonders, so shall it be in the great and terrible day of the Lord. Yet understand this, O most arrogant generation, my judgment on Egypt was but a mere drop of rain, a single crack of thunder, compared with that which I have prepared for this sleeping generation. Therefore awake, all you sleepers, for the time of your slumber has ended. Awake, and prepare to meet your God. Repent, and turn aside from this wide path you have chosen. Come forth. Now is the time. Humble yourselves at the feet of the Holy One of Israel, and embrace the salvation of God. For I am, and you are in life because of me, in me alone shall you receive everlasting life. I am He. I am the first, behold, I am also the last, creator of heaven and earth. He to whom all things are known, even from the beginning. He, whose name is written in everlasting stone. God Eternal.